Thank you, Merida. It's really nice to see so many students here. Is there anyone here from Boston University? No? Okay. I'm asking because there are operations research partner in Zambia for this project. So I'm going to be talking today about CHW-TBA teams to improve coverage and continuity of care in rural Zambia. Let's see, how do I do this? That's one, okay. This was a child survival and health grant program project, a five-year project that started in, actually it started earlier than 2009, but we got the funding from USAID in 2009, just ended. Carried out in a very isolated district in the Copper Belt, which is fairly developed, but this is in fact a very isolated, under-resourced rural district that until the end of last year didn't have a district hospital, and the district hospital that was used by residents of Lufwanyama district was in Kitwe, which was two districts over, so they only just opened their district hospital last year. And we did, the majority of the funding came from USAID, but we had other generous funders as well. And then our partners were the district health management team, the new Ministry of Community Development, Mother and Child Health, which takes everything from the district on down. The Ministry of Health is everything from above the district, and then Boston University. So when we first started planning this program in actually 2007, it was the windows of opportunity were there. There was the CHW cadre that had been there for a couple decades and started doing sanitation and hygiene originally, had added more and more tasks to their portfolio, and it really did vary a lot by district and what partners had been there in the past and what they'd been trained in. But they were already doing malaria treatment. They were helping to manage diarrhea. And because of our partnership and our funding from USAID in 2009, Lufwanyama became one of the first 11 districts. There were originally 10 districts in the pilot, but because of our partnership, they became one of the first 11 districts. And there's about 89 districts in Zambia now, but they keep cleaving off new districts, so it goes up all the time. So the CHWs are unpaid volunteers, and there was that policy window that just allowed CHWs to use antibiotics for suspected pneumonia, and they were also using RDTs. And district-level partners were welcome, so international NGOs were welcome to support the districts, and this is very important. There was also an opportunity we saw in terms of need, that there was really low use of care for young infants, 0 to 2 months. And that was partly because, at the time and even today, there wasn't a treatment of neonatal sepsis going on at the community level. And generally, the CHWs picked up kids when they were 2 months old. So, because in Africa, for the first 2 or 3 months, families keep the newborn and the young infant in the house. The postnatal care rates are usually very low. There was also a tremendous window of opportunity we saw with TBAs. Now, I asked about Boston University. Boston University had been working in Lufwanyama for some years on a project called LUNESP. It was a research project. And they've published widely, and in fact are still publishing about the LUNESP project. But there were about 111 TBAs, mostly older women, who had been, and this is before helping babies breathe, they had been trained in management of birth asphyxia. Some had been trained in rapid HIV testing and PMTCT. Most of these women are illiterate, but yet they were phenomenal. Another project had come in and trained them in misoprostol, but these are all things that they weren't allowed to do by policy, and as the policy was changing, as TBAs became more kind of marginalized and disenfranchised, and they were no longer being supported for even training and clean delivery. So, we had to align ourselves, of course, with the national policy, But they were TBAs in search of new roles, and new roles were something that was of interest to the ministry, the ministries, and they were being encouraged to escort pregnant women to the facility. So we saw that as an opportunity as well. And so our project approach, our strategy and approach, was basically to introduce community case management, integrated community case management, and then to try to work on postnatal care and really care and continuity of care for the young infant 0 to 2 months. And so our operations research, or our project innovation as we called it then, was to try to form teams of CHWs and TBAs supported by the neighborhood health committees, and this is very important. The neighborhood health committees in Zambia are a government-sanctioned structure supported by the districts, the district health management team. And under the Health Communication Partnership, which was a USAID-funded global project led by Johns Hopkins, actually Save the Children managed it in Zambia. And I think there were 15 districts at the time that were then where the neighborhood health committees were trained in the community action cycle. That had just ended, or was just ending, but the new bilateral, which is called ZISP and is managed by APT Associates, picked that up. And in their districts, and I'm not quite sure how many they have, maybe 17 or something, they were also training in the community action cycle. So it really is, I can't really say it's official, but it's kind of a semi-national strategy. And when we started, we had 85 CHWs, 111 TBAs, and about 118 neighborhood health committees. And we were able to form teams for about half of those CHWs. If the CHW and the TBA lived too far apart, it didn't make sense. But we had about, we were able to train about 47 teams. And the training, I mean, there was an actual training in teaming. And this is one of our teams. This is a TBA and a community health worker. And I have to say that most of the community health workers in Zambia are males. So most of the teams are a male and a female. But this is one of our teams. So everyone got their photo? To get me with it. Oh, dear. Okay. I'm going to go on. So my presentation really isn't so much about task shifting as it is about teaming, but I just wanted to say that some of the tasks that were shifted were case management, which was shifted, still happened, you know, task shared, I think, is a better way to put it, at the health facilities, but, it was shifted also to the volunteer community health workers, especially to add the use of antibiotics for pneumonia. Escorting women for delivery at the health facilities was something that wasn't happening, but was shifted to the traditional birth attendants. And then ANC and PNC home visits for new mothers and for young infants. But there's more to it than that. So we worked with Boston University, with the Center for Global Health, with Dr. Kojo Yeboah-Antwi, and David Hamer also was on that team. And the operations research question was the feasibility, acceptability, and effect of teaming CHWs and TBAs to deliver newborn and child survival interventions. We started with formative research, really participatory research, with the CHWs and the TBAs, and they're the ones who elaborated these 17 factors, which were merged into these, this list of 7 processes. So the mutual performance monitoring, trust, team cohesion, those all came from them, from the team members themselves. And then we wanted to differentiate what were the elements of teamwork versus what were the real tasks. So monthly meetings, social behavior change, communication, problem solving, those are tasks more than teamwork. I'm going to run through these quickly, but we can have questions. We did have methods. I'm not going to go through them, but I just wanted you to see that we really had them. So some of the results. In terms of acceptability, I think one of the really biggest results, and I don't even have a slide for that, but one of the really biggest results, and this is for the project overall, not just for this OR piece, but the actual facility delivery went from 36% to 96% in this district. And this is for the project overall. And antenatal care, 4 visits or more, went from 55 to 70, almost 78%. But in terms of acceptability, I think one of the biggest markers of acceptability was the fact that people were coming to us and saying, we formed our own teams. You know, we weren't teamed, but I found this TBA or, you know, the CHW, I know the CHW way over there, and we decided to be a team. So we thought that was really one indicator of acceptability. But the community gave us feedback. You know, there was a perceived reduction of child deaths. You've always got to be careful of that because I hear that a lot. You know, we don't have, women don't die anymore. Women don't, you know, die pretty rarely. And if you really question, they can't give you the last time it happened in a very small community. But they felt that they were more informed about health issues, and they really appreciated the referral support. And we did see improved utilization rates for, as I said, facility delivery and ANC especially. We have some community voices. I won't leave that up too long. But everyone appreciated the teaming, including the district health management team, the neighborhood health committees, the ward counselors. We even had a local MP who got involved. But we did see increased use of care outside the home, referral by CHW, and then compliance with referrals, and that was for severe illness. We saw, in terms of malaria coverage, an increase in received amoxicillin within 24 hours of symptom onset, which is an important indicator. And for fever and malaria, received ACT within 24 hours, and within 24 hours and for 3 days. So that again is looking at compliance and quality. And then diarrhea coverage, disappointing. Zinc with ORT, very low. And part of that is because of the drug supply problems. Part of it is because the health facilities seem to keep the zinc. And they don't use it, but they keep it. I'm not going to explain this except to say that utilization was better in areas where the teamwork and task work functions were higher. So the higher the team functioned in terms of teamwork and task work, there the mothers reported also higher use of the high impact interventions. So we thought that was very interesting. So relevance and uptake. So it was popular among users, community leaders, NHCs, and the DHMT was very happy with it. From the MOH perspective, they did consider it as an option for the National Community-Based Newborn Care Strategy, and that's something that's just kind of hot off the press now. I'm not even sure it's been finally published and distributed, but we think there's still some room to work on this. We need to work on it. And with the new Ministry of Community Development, Mother and Child Health, that's something that happened a couple of years ago. Suddenly, one day, everyone woke up and there were two ministries. I don't know if any of you have worked in Zambia, but it was kind of a surprise, you know, to the people working in the ministry, for one thing. And some of them have only found out, you know, within the last few months which ministry they're in. And they've been bounced back and forth. So, you know, things evolve, and it gives us additional challenges. Key lessons learned and recommendations. You know, obviously political will is important. We think that the structured community support, as Nazo was talking about, and increased community capacity is really critical for success. And we are going to try to replicate this experience now with follow-on funding from Crown Philanthropies, and we're going to be doing a kind of living university thing with Lufwanyama and another district in the Copper Belt. Challenges, again, I talked about the new ministry. The fact that there is high attrition, especially for the CHWs. We lost about 11% a year, most of them, you know, getting employment, some of them getting employment as classified daily employees actually for the ministry and working in the health facilities. And then, of course, the TBAs, there's attrition as well. We lost a few to death and illness. And, you know, a big problem is many CHWs are pressed into service 3 or 4 days a week at the health centers. Some of them are even managing the health centers. And Zambia is also scaling up a new paid cadre of community health assistants. They've only trained about 300 so far. And a lot of them, they're all being placed in the health centers and not so much in the community. So thank you. And that was the little logo they drew of a great team, a TBA, a CHW, and there's the NH, the Neighborhood Health Committee at the bottom. Thank you.